The core event is the detailed consecration of Aaron and his sons as priests and the establishment of the tabernacle's continual worship rituals, which serve as a system for atonement and God's dwelling among Israel. Main characters are the Lord, Moses, as the mediator of the instructions, and Aaron with his sons as the priests being ordained. This occurs in the historical context of the Israelites at Mount Sinai following the Exodus, as God establishes the terms of the covenant relationship. The Lord instructs Moses to consecrate Aaron and his sons through a 7-day ordination ritual. The procedure involves washing the priests, clothing Aaron in specific sacred garments, and anointing him with oil. A series of animal sacrifices, a bull as a sin offering and 2 rams, one as a burnt offering, and one as an ordination offering, are performed. The priests lay hands on the animals, which are then slaughtered. Blood is applied to the altar and to the priests' right ears, rooms, and toes to consecrate them. Portions of the sacrifices, along with unleavened bread, are waved before the Lord and then burned or eaten by the priests in a sacred meal. The altar itself is consecrated over 7 days with daily sin offerings. Lamb. Further instructions establish a daily burnt offering of 2 lambs, construction and use of an incense altar, a census ransom payment of 1/2 shekel for atonement, a bronze basin for priestly washing, and the exclusive formulas for sacred anointing oil and incense. The stated purpose is so God will dwell among the Israelites as their God. In the New Testament pairing, the system finds its fulfillment as the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is presented as purifying believers from all sin, with forgiveness granted upon confession based on God's faithfulness and justice. The psalmist responds to this need for purification by pleading to be cleansed and washed, asking God to blot out iniquity and create a pure heart. Nay, this sequence establishes the Levitical priesthood and the sacrificial system as the God-ordained means for atonement and maintaining holiness in His presence, setting a trajectory where holiness, day, and confession are central to the relationship. Ordination rituals and daily offerings position the tabernacle as the place of meeting, which points forward to ultimate purification and forgiveness achieved not by animal blood, but by the blood of Jesus. The psalm reflects the personal appropriation of the cleansing. These rituals symbolize completing the movement from external ceremony to internal transformation within the biblical narrative of redemption.